Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello everyone, welcome to episode 21 of The 80%. Today's episode is about how you can cope with losing your job. And to discuss this topic, I've invited Doc Gia Season and Sir Renz Argao of the Walwal Sesh podcast to share with us their insights on this. So, kung ikaw ay nawala ng work recently or may kilala kang natanggal sa trabaho at gusto mo silang tulungan, then this podcast episode is for you. Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte and I'm a registered financial planner. I've been giving financial advice since 2007, and in this podcast, I'll share with you interesting money stories, effective financial habits, lessons on entrepreneurship, productivity tips, practical investing strategies, and many more. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. Mahirap mawala ng work, and that's actually something that I've experienced before. Not a lot of people know this, but there was a time na natanggal ako sa trabaho. I was working for a relatively small company back then, which was rapidly growing and ang daming bagong projects na pumapasok. So of course, there was a lot of things that needed to be done, and you can say that I wasn't really able to handle my responsibilities effectively. Kaya, one Friday afternoon, tinawag ako ng HR department head sa office niya at sinabi sa akin na they would need to let me go and find someone else with more experience on project management. Siyempre, nalungkot ako nun kasi I was really trying to do my best. But I guess, alam niyo na ang susunod na linya. Yes, my best wasn't good enough.
Hi, I'm Renz Argao. I'm actually a clinical psychologist. So, ang specialization ko naman actually is on traumatic stress.
Losing a job can be traumatic. So, I talked to Sir Renz, who runs Argao Psych, a center for psychological services in Pampanga, to tell us what happens in the mind of a person when they lose their job. Ano-ano ba ang mga tumatakbo sa isip ng isang tao na natanggal sa trabaho?
Well, ano yan eh, iba-iba din yan kasi yun ya, depende dun sa situation din nila the time na nawalan sila ng trabaho, no? Yun ya, if they have parang a need for finances because of health reasons or yung iba may mga anak na pinapaaral or yun nga lang, yung panggastos ng sa araw-araw, a lot of those people experience syempre yung difficulty of accepting na nawalan sila ng trabaho. You would hear them complaining or usually ang maririnig natin, paano na kami or paano na ako, yeah. Paano na yung pamilya ko, yun, common yan na ano na ipapakain ko sa kanila, especially kung siya yung breadwinner, no? So, yun yung lagi nating naririnig. Eh. It's always a question of paano na, a question ng the need for direction or an answer to how they could deal with the challenges na nga of losing their source of income, no? Although we've heard din naman others na although financially okay naman sila pero dahil nawalan sila ng trabaho, lalo na kung yung reason for termination is related to their performance, no? Minsan may mga issues yan on self-worth na parang hindi ba ako magaling or may regret din na sana I did my part or I did well on the work that I'm doing. So, iba-iba din naman yung maririnig natin sa kanila, no? Pero, yun, I think so far, personally, from what I've heard, yung question talaga na paano na kami, paano na yung pamilya ko.
Fortunately for me, okay naman ng finances ko nun. Pero masakit at malukot pa rin dahil the reasons was related to my performance. And I agree, nagkakaroon tayo ng questions about our self-worth kapag nangyari sa atin ito.
Yeah, I'm Dr. Gia Season. I'm a medical doctor. Tapos specialty ko sa occupational medicine and I'm hospital-based.
That's Doc Gia. Aside from being a medical doctor, she's also a mental health advocate and the host of G-Talks on CNN Philippines, where she talks about various topics related to emotional wellness. During our conversation, Doc Gia generously shared her experience when she lost her job.
If I may share, there was a time I lost my job because of health reasons. When I was diagnosed with cancer, I had a job then, but I had to let it go because I had to heal. Questions of self-worth talaga mangyayari yan. Of course, sabi ko then, fine, given yung cancer, no? But parang minsan rin, umiral sa isip ko that time was, I'm not good enough for them to stay, for them to parang, di ba, parang kahit consultant man lang ako at that time. So, yan. Ano talaga siya? Nagpatong-patong. Tsaka tama si partner, no? Yung paano na talaga, paano na yung, even yung mga daily, mga basic needs, talagang ano yan? It caused me sleepless nights aside from the other side of the problem. So, it really caused me a lot of worry and anxiety at that time.
I believe there are two aspects when dealing with a job loss. The first is the financial aspect, and the second is the emotional aspect. Losing a job will definitely have an effect on our finances. At madaling sabihin na humanap na lang ng bagong trabaho. Pero hindi madali gawin yon, lalong-lalo na if you're not in a good headspace. Sir Renz gives this advice.
If you're the one who lost your job, of course, it would be a mix of emotions. Eh, no? Maraming negative emotions na papasok dyan. Eh. Yun nga, yung anxiety. Some would even go into depression, no? Because of the loss of job or questions of self-worth or many things. I think it's important muna to analyze then or understand your current situation. Nasaan ka na ba? Okay? Of course, you lost your job. Instead of immediately thinking of ano na yung gagawin ko, pag nawalan na ako ng pera or ano na yung papakain ko, try to see your situation first muna. Do you have savings, diba? Were you able to keep enough money to help you, you know, may magagamit ka in the next days? Okay? Kasi that would help you understand also or identify, no, yung solution na gagawin mo. Okay? Or hanggang kailan ka parang pwede maging komportable na wala ka pang trabaho. No? So, by understanding those things, kasi it may help, of course, minimize din yung anxieties. Okay? Instead na nagpapanik ka na kaagad na, uy, wala na akong trabaho, at least knowing na where you stand, somehow it gives you an idea on how to plan things. Parang nagiging clear din yung kumbaga yung path na gusto mong i-take, no? Tapos, syempre, yun nga, since you're dealing with several emotions, it might be good to speak to someone about those emotions. So, tell your family or your friends, okay? Lalo na kung may family ka, kasi yung iba, tinatago nila yan eh, di ba? Parang they have to hide it from their spouse or their children kasi nahihiya sila dun sa part na nawalan sila ng trabaho or baka nga dahil mawalan ng respeto yung anak, ganyan. There are many things that happen, no? Na ganun. So, it might be good to have a good support system na masasabi mo yan kasi pag dinamdam mo yan on your own, mas mahirap yun eh. It may lead to also to other problems.
Many years ago, my father lost his job because of company politics, and for several weeks, tinago niya yon sa amin na family niya. Kahit wala na siyang trabaho, he would still get up in the morning, dress up, and pretend to go to his office. Pero ang totoo, he would just go to a park or to a coffee shop at nandun lang siya buong araw na nakatambay. And then, pagdating ng hapon, uuwi siya ulit sa bahay na as if galing siyang opisina. It took him around 2 months before he was able to tell the truth to my mom and later on to us, their children. And I've always wondered, bakit umabot ng 2 buwan before siya nag-open up sa amin? Bakit hindi siya nagsabi kagad nung nangyari yon? Bakit niya pinatagal? After all these years, Doc Gia and Sir Renz are able to finally answer this question for me.
Kasi lagi namin pinag-uusapan, no? It takes iba-iba yung iba-iba yung coping mechanism ng mga tao. So, iba-iba rin yung readiness nila, yung level ng readiness. Siguro sa father mo, at that time, hindi pa siya ready because of the guilt of being jobless, not being able to provide. Like personally, I can only share, if that happened to me, I would have done the same. Tatago ko siya muna until such time na makahanap ako ng bagong job. Pero on the other hand, pag hindi ko to sinabi, I will be forever, hindi ako makakatulog. Kasi I'll just be pretending eh. And it will just add up sa concerns ko. So it will come to a point that I have to tell my family, the sooner the better, para maagapan yung mas mag-crash yung emotions. I think that's the way emotional management is. Mm-hmm. You have sooner or later dapat pag-usapan mo para yun, para masakit siya, pero kailangan the earlier na harapin mo siya, the quote unquote, the better it may be, kasi magagawan meron at meron paraan yan. That's my take on your question, Fitz.
Mm-hmm. Add on lang dun, no? Gaya nung sabi ni Doc Gino, we always say na we take our own pace with things and mm-hmm. how you process emotions. Lalo na yan, when you lose a job, no? Although we are saying na seek support, hindi naman ibig sabihin agad-agad na pagka... True. Kasi yun yan, yung binanggit ni Doc G, may readiness din yan, eh, no?
Ako depende sa tao yan talaga. Iba-iba yung, again, babalik ako sa iba-iba yung coping mechanism. May iba kasi maghahanap agad ng trabaho. Or meron namang iba na may pag-aaralan na skill para doon nila i-build yung kanilang future self, so to speak. So, iba-iba yung ano. And one thing that, ito lang yung main takeaway ko rin dito. Don't compare your pace to others because it's never gonna be the same.
Hello everyone! Let's take a quick break from the episode because I want to tell you about a free financial coaching video that you can watch online. It's called The Secret to Saving and Building Your Future, and it's presented to you by the IMG Wealth Academy. This video will teach you the proper way to save money, and you'll also learn the 6 steps to build a strong financial foundation. If you're interested to watch this free financial coaching video, then just go to imgwealthacademy.com. Again, that's imgwealthacademy.com. That's it. Now, let's go back to our episode. It was mentioned earlier that we should take our own pace with things, particularly when processing our emotions kapag nawalan tayo ng trabaho. Iba-iba ang coping mechanisms natin, and we should not compare ourselves with the pace of others. So, given this, how do we get the strength to pick ourselves up? Sir Renz has this advice when it comes to getting back our confidence and sense of self-worth.
By looking into your strengths, no, yung good things that you're able to do, na accomplish mo, it could also give you that drive na, uy, I can start again kasi kaya ko pala, yeah. Di ba? Or kaya ko pa, di ba? Or if you have those questions naman na, hindi ba ako magaling? Bakit despite of what I was able to do, tinanggal ako? I think it's important to go back din dun sa mga, yun yung strengths mo, no? Pwede kasi na nagkataon in that particular area, siguro may kakulangan ka, may weakness ka, but you may have strengths on other areas of your life or in other field of work, diba? So that would give you the boost ngayon na, oy, I can start over, diba?
Losing a job can feel very much like losing a loved one, which made me think, is the 5 stages of grief also applicable here? If you're not familiar with this, the 5 stages of grief, or the Kubler-Ross model, postulates that a person who is faced by a terminal illness or someone coping with the death of a loved one will often experience these 5 emotions: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. So I asked, do people who lose their job also experience these?
it's a grief naman kasi is something that we experience loss, not necessarily through death. So, kung titingnan, parang applicable din yung DABDA talaga dyan sa loss of work, no? So, pag job loss. Andun din yung depression, of course, yung malungkot ka na, uy, nawalan na ako ng trabaho, yun nga, yung paano na yung pamilya ko, ganyan. And then yung anger, no? Yung nagagalit ka na, oh, ba't ako yung tinanggal, di ba? Galit ka sa kumpanya, galit ka sa boss mo, or sometimes galit ka sa sarili mo, no? Because of what happened. And then andun pa rin yung bargaining, di ba? You're willing to do anything para lang makakuha ulit yung work mo or yung makahanap ka ng bagong trabaho. Some would even say na, sige, kahit ano na lang, willing ko nang i-take.
Oo, oh, diba? Totoo yan.
Di ba? May parang, basta may trabaho lang, di ba? And then, andun yung denial pa din. Siyempre na you cannot accept na nawalan ka na ng trabaho or na you have to spend another time to look for a new job. And then eventually yung A, yung acceptance, no? Which is when you start to accept na, uy, okay, so I lost my job, but I can start over. Diba? I can always look for another job or if you're into business, diba? Kung baka hindi ka pala pang corporate life, edi I'll just start my own business. So, I think it's the same process din na pagdadaanan ng mga tao.
Throughout our conversation, parating nababanggit ni Doc Gia and Sir Renz yung importance of telling someone about what happened. To be able to speak what's on your mind with someone who can listen can help start your healing process. But of course, hindi ito parating madaling gawin, lalo na kapag ang pagsasabihan natin ng balita na nawalan tayo ng trabaho ay yung pamilya natin. So, is there a proper way to tell this news to your family?
I think depende din sa situation ng family din, no? Yes. Kasi how is the family in terms of, yun ya, financially, di ba? Or mayroon mga other concerns that may be affected pag nawalan ka ng trabaho. But I think the best way is really to be honest about it, straight to the point, okay? Yes. Sabihin mo sa kanila. It might be good to prepare, like, kung yung asawa mo or yung parents mo or, you know, especially mga matatanda na may sakit sa puso, halimbawa, that may be emotionally affected, it yes. might be good to prepare them na I have some bad news to tell you. So, kung kailangan pa upuin muna sila, no? Or, kasi mm-hmm. mahirap yung nakatayo, tapos biglang bibigay mo. Or nagluluto yan, ano? So, it might be good to prepare them. Ipaprime mo sila bad. It's a bad news, eh. But the best thing is to really just be honest about it. Mahirap kasi yung... minsan kasi, di ba, we try to soften the blow na we give false hopes na nawala na akong trabaho, yeah. pero bukas din, may bago na, or ganyan. Kung wala naman, di ba, be safe din, you know, just be honest. Kasi baka naman mag-expect din sila, tapos ikaw din, di ba, you're putting yourself in a position or you're giving a promise na baka hindi mo naman magawa, di ba. So, as to meron bang proper or ano, ito dapat yung script na sabihin mo. Yun nga, again, it depends on your situation then and yung readiness din ng tatanggap ng balita.
Now, what if this time, you're the one on the other side of the conversation? Meaning, yung friend mo, or yung kapatid mo, or yung asawa or partner mo, sila yung nawalan ng work at ito sila ngayon. Kausap ka at sinabi nilang natanggal sila sa trabaho. What should you do?
I think it would be good din, syempre din sa facts, no? Tanungin mo din siya kung willing siyang i-share. Ano nangyari? Bakit ba't nawalan ka ng work? Tinanggal ka ba? Or may naging problema ba sa office? Para din alam natin kung saan tayo manggagaling. Kasi mahirap yung sinabi niya nawalan siya ng work tapos biglang nagalit ka sa kanya or kahit sabihin mong, oh sige, hanap tayo ng bagong trabaho without knowing what happened, di ba? So it might be good to know some facts then. So ask them what happened, no? Pero kung sabi nila, ayoko munang pag-usapan din, that's okay. Pero kung andun yung question ng anong gagawin natin, it might be good then to ask them. Actually, babalik mo yung tanong na yun sa kanila. Ikaw ba, anong balak mong gawin? Or anong mm-hmm. pwede mo itulong, di ba? Dun sa balak mong gawin. Kasi, of course, sa kanya yan, eh. It's their own pace nga, di ba? Kung halimbawa, ako na partner niya, may trabaho naman, I could also give the assurance, no? Na, sige, pansamantala, yeah. habang naghahanap ka ng bagong work, pagkasahin natin kung ano yung kinikita ko, ganun. Or, you know, again, assess your situations, may ipon pa naman tayo, ganyan. So, let's try to, tulungan mo na sila magplano, kumbaga, ng mga yes. gagawin din. Lalo na kung yun yung tanong, ha? If they're asking you what to do. So, kung lumapit siya sa'yo na, uy, nawalan ko ng trabaho, I'm gonna apply again. So, tanungin mo na siya, oh, how can I help you with that, di ba? mas maganda na yun eh. At least we're also hearing from them how they're going to be moving forward. Ngayon, talagang down na down siya and emotionally unstable, hayaan mo lang. Hayaan mo ilabas niya yung emotions niya. Kung galit siya, ilabas niya yung galit niya and give the emotional comfort and of course, yung listening ear na kailangan nila.
I agree with the partner, especially the part of paano ako makakatulong. For me, that's very powerful. Be of support. Makinig. Tsaka yung blame game. Tama mm-hmm. na yun. I mean, lookbook na yung tao tapos sisihin mo pa. So, di ba, hindi ka nakakatulong. So, I think if you have nothing also good to say, shut up. So, kasi may mga iba talagang masabi lang eh. So, mm-hmm. I think hindi yun ang kailangan at that time. So, mm-hmm. be of support.
To end our conversation, I asked Sir Renz and Doc Gia to do some role-playing. For Sir Renz, we pretended to be office mates at natanggal ako sa trabaho. I was curious to know kung ano ba yung mga pwedeng gawin at sabihin to help our friend at work to feel better. And then, para naman kay Doc Gia, ibang situation naman. And I want it to be a surprise, so let's just listen. Renz, kinausap ako ni boss, tatanggalin daw ako kasi kailangan mag cost cutting dito sa office. So ano bang pwede kong gawin?
Ikaw, ano bang dahilan ng binigay niya sa iyo, bakit kanya tinanggal sa trabaho?
Kasi cost cutting daw eh dahil malaki yung gastos and siyempre may pandemic, the business is not doing well and I was one of those na casualty. Sinabihan ako ng HR eh, na tatanggalin ako.
Mm-hmm. Oh, ikaw, anong naramdaman mo dun sa nung binanggit sa'yo yun? Okay lang, okay ka lang ba?
Yun nga eh, hindi ko nga alam eh. Kasi syempre, paano, breadwinner kasi ako ng family eh. Paano ko papakainin yung pamilya ko? And ikaw, sa tingin mo, ano bang dapat gawin ko ngayon?
Oh, siyempre, mahirap ngayon talaga maghanap ng trabaho dahil nga sa pandemic, no? Kahit naman gusto mong maghanap ng bagong trabaho, hindi ganun kadali yan. Tingin ko muna, dahil may separation pay naman na ibibigay sa'yo yung kumpanya, gamitin mo munang maayos yun para at least may panggasto sa mga susunod na araw, no? Pero I think kahit na mahirap maghanap ng trabaho ngayon, subukan mo na rin mag-apply. Maraming mga online jobs na available naman, no? Tapos, ako, ang matutulong ko sa iyo ngayon, kung ano man yung kailangan mong ayusin dito sa opisina para hindi ka na kailangan lumabas-labas at habang naghahanap ka ng trabaho, pwede ko nang itulong sa iyo yon. Kung may kailangan ka ayusin papeles dito, ako nang bahala sa iyo. Yun yung pwede kong itulong sa iyo.
Ganda. Ganda.
Kasi yun, babalikan ko yung binanggit ni partner kanina na practical help, no? Kasi ikaw nakatrabaho, ang hirap, mahirap din, di ba, na yung kaibigan mo, halimbawa, na wala ng trabaho, no? Ganun din, kagaya lang sa pamilya, no? It's important to also check on them kung okay lang ba sila, ano ba, may balak na ba sila. At yun, offer yung practical help na kaya natin ibigay. Siyempre, be a friend lang. Offer the support that your friend needs. Huwag mo rin siyang, hindi rin maganda na bula-bulahin mo siya na, uy, ano, magaling ka naman, sige, makakahanap ka agad ng trabaho, ganyan.
Oo, totoo.
Or kung yung kagaya ng usapan natin kanina, no? Hindi na ako nag-dwell dun sa problem eh. Kasi minsan, yun nga, wala naman tayong solution dun sa problema eh. So, hindi mo na mababago yung nangyari. But instead, focus on what you can help on the person.
So, maganda yung sinabi mo ha, na huwag nang bulabulahin. Kasi, mm-hmm. of course,
totoo yan.
There's such a thing as ano eh, toxic positivity, di ba?
Oo, yun.
Okay lang yan. Ganyan. I also believe that doesn't really help as much, although the intention is good. Doc Gia, meron din akong ano, role-playing sa'yo.
Ah, talaga ba? Sige. So, what, mahirap.
Hindi, madali lang. I don't know kung napanood niyo yung Four Sisters in a Wedding.
Oo,
di ba? So, let's pretend na ikaw si Connie Reyes, yung mom, and she just told you that she
mom
lost
talaga.
Oo. So, In respect, what if your daughter, ano mo, someday she lost her job and then ikaw yung una niyang nilapitan. Pero siguro to get you into the mood, I actually prepared a clip nung from that movie. So we can watch it and then you can take it yung script once na matapos, no, kung ano yung sasabihin mo dun sa anak mo, Doc Gia. Sige, magpiplay ako ng clip, ha.
Ma. Ma, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Ma. Nung nagkaroon kasi ng crisis sa Spain, isa ako dun sa mga teachers na natanggalan ng trabaho kasi sabi nila hindi naman daw ako talaga magaling. Toma, I'm sorry, Ma. Sorry. I'm sorry, Ma. I'm sorry. Sorry, Ma.
Nako, anak, alam mo, hindi mo kasalanan yon. May mga nangyayari sa buhay talaga na hindi natin ma-explain. Basta andito ako, lalaban tayo. Tutulungan kita maghanap ng ibang trabaho. Baka mas mahanap mo pa talaga yung future mo doon. Iyon. Talagang sinagot.
Support, yun. Very supportive, Mom.
Supportive. Kasi yun, hindi naman niya. Yun. Yun ang sasabihin ko. Ano yan? Legit.
Mahirap at masakit mawala ng trabaho. And your feelings of grief after a job loss are completely valid. Because losing a job doesn't only represent a loss of income, but also a core part of our identity. Allow yourself time to grieve, but try not to dwell. Do it at your own pace. But remember that the longer you wait to begin to make a plan, then the more difficult it may be to get back up on your feet. It's okay to take a break. You don't have to find another job immediately if you don't want to. Maybe perhaps you can learn a new skill or explore a new career path even. Maybe this is your chance to pursue a passion or start your own business. Only you can answer these questions for yourself. Talk to someone who knows how to listen. This will greatly help in managing your emotions and sorting through your thoughts. And if it starts to really affect you and your life in a negative way, then don't be afraid to seek out professional help. Remember that there is always hope and things will get better. Here's Doc Gia for some final advice.
Continue day by day. Ang mantra ko, especially nowadays, is take one day at a time. Kasi nga, wala talagang certainty yung tomorrow. So do what you can with what you have.
And that's our episode for this week. Maraming salamat sa inyo sa pakikinig. I'd like to thank Doc Gia and Sir Renz for helping me create this episode. And hello sa mga Walwalers or sa mga listeners ng Walwal Sesh Podcast na nakinig nitong episode na to. Kung hinahanap nyo si Vino, unfortunately, he was not feeling well nung nag-record kami kaya hindi siya nakasama. But maybe next time. If you still haven't done so, then please follow or subscribe to the 80% Podcast. And of course, you should also check out the Walwal Sesh Podcast and all the other podcasts under Podcast Network Asia, which I am now a part of. To get their links, you can go to this episode's show notes, which you can find at bit.ly/the80%. Moreover, kung meron ka palang tanong, anything about personal finance, business, freelancing, or investments, then you can record a voice memo sa phone mo and then send it to me. Just email the audio file to readytoberich@gmail.com and maybe one of these days, I'll feature your question and answer it on one of our episodes. Lastly, for comments and suggestions, please use #the80% on your social media post so that I can find and read them online. So, that's it for this week. This is Fitz Villafuerte saying goodbye and I hope to have you here again next week. Take care and stay safe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.